Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, we got the news coming up, and I had a revelation about the Kardashians, and share a little story about busting a little Gergis nutsack, which I think most of America will enjoy. So that's coming up post-haste. First, Brush Hero. It's a must-have for your garage. The ultimate detailing tool. Completely water-powered. Just hooks up to your garden hose. Water rotates the brush. It's kind of cool. I have one. It works, man. And as it scrubs, it rinses, so it passes through the brush. You won't believe the power and the torque it generates from water pressure alone. Interchangeable brush heads. They got the soft ones. They got the tough ones. They have a slick tapered one for specialty rims, for like polishing specialty rims. Plus soap, sprays, all sorts of accessories. This is a great gift. And for the dude who has everything, you don't have this thing. And it is great. I'm telling you, I use it all the time. It's good for motorcycles and cleaning bikes and tools and you name it. RVs, boats, it's all there. Get 15% off just for our listeners at brushhero.com/pages/Adam. Get the 15% off. Use the code Adam at checkout. Also pick it up at Costco. It's Brush Hero. All right, let's do the second half.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Let me hit Castrol real quick. Just 15 seconds. Stronger under pressure, man. Castrol Edge keeps the pistons, engines, and all the journals running smooth on that engine. Titanium strong. Transforms under pressure. Three times stronger.
Three times, fool.
Than leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. Castrol Edge. All right, Gina, what do we got?
Brian, were you too busy basking just now?
I really was. Yeah. I was thinking about the dominant victory. Okay. And
cool. So USA Today reports that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was disappointed with the second summit he had with President
disappointed.
Trump. Well, he handled it. You know, he doesn't just spin his wheels. He actually executed his team of envoys. According to a South Korean newspaper, Kim felt betrayed by his team at the February summit in Vietnam. So apparently he executed all five of them.
You know what I'm going to say to my son? After maybe when we're walking to the car after being disappointed by Godzilla.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, look, boy.
Execute the filmmakers.
No, what I'm going to say is you don't want to be like one of those dentists that shoots Cecil the Lion. If you're going to go big. Execute like entire, you know, cabinets and things like that. Yeah. Because we're wired. We have a weird wiring, but we're a little more pissed at the dentist who shot the lion than we are against Kim Jong-un or whatever, because we've just labeled him. We can't process him in our head. Like, he's the nuttiest person on the planet. But that fucking dentist, he should have known better. That
know
guy's
dentist.
A priori.
This is your Rotten Tomato strategy as well.
Strategy.
Go
like,
high.
Just go big. And when you go big, we can't. You're so big, we can't process you. And so we're just like, I don't know. That guy's nuts. And then we move on to the next dentist or whoever shot Haramba.
Matter where he travels, he takes his own fecal matter back with him. He doesn't want people sifting through it.
God, is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, I think if you go nuts, then you've bypassed disappointing. And if you can bypass disappointing, that's kind of a win.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, like, we don't, all that stuff where it's like, you really should have known better than to kill your envoy. Like,
hindsight being what it is. Yeah.
Yes, your mother and I are very.
I don't know what came over me.
You know, two or three lieutenants, that, sure, that's understandable, but a baker's dozen. Also, I always thought we'd live in some place where we just get to assassinate people. Like, somebody would just assassinate people. Like, you just take all these horrible. Like, the idea that Fidel Castro put together 46 years is insane, right? He's on an island. It makes it easier to assassinate because you hit water when you try to run the guy with the gun. Like, how come? Why do they have such long reigns? They just pass, and then it's like, well, Fidel's got a nephew. Now he's taking over. Like, great. Great. We just pass it on to the next one with the polluted bloodline.
No.
All right.
Well, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he's aware of the report and the U.S. is doing our best to check it out. One was firing squad. Another guy got hard labor.
He made a jacking off motion. Yeah. He said that.
Best to check it out.
Right. No.
These countries. What the fuck?
No.
And then, you know what? You know what? I'll tell you what sucks about being in the U.S. What sucks about being in the U.S. is not only do we have to hear about all these other countries, and then we have to kind of you weigh everything against what you know. You know what I mean? So it's like, they stoned this guy for being gay, you know? And it's like you don't think of it, like, you don't go like, well, okay. Like, we do some stoning over here, like a light stoning, but it's not, we throw gravel and, you know, aggregate, but we don't do full boulders or whatever. But like, it's, so not only do we have to emotionally process it through our whatever, they're women, they're not allowed to drive cars without a man in the car, whatever it is. But also, everyone kind of looks at us and goes, all right, they're a fucking mess, but what are you guys doing about it? And like, I feel like it's lose-lose, because not only are they fucking nuts and being horrible all the time, times thousands all over the world at the same time, but everyone looks at us because we do have our shit together and we're relatively sane. Everyone looks at us and goes, well, what are you doing to fix this? Like, it's the same way when like a tsunami hits whatever, Haiti or something. They go, what are you guys doing? So in a way, because you have water and plywood and sanity, you get kind of punished all the time. Like when people are like, well, why aren't you doing something to fix the insane people on the other side of the country who think it's a good idea to bury people alive and throw rocks at their head? Like, so it's kind of lose-lose.
Light a cage on fire.
We have to hear about it, and we have to, like, do something about it. But there's nothing we can do. It's always never works. Because they're insane.
Because every time, many times when we go in to try to, you know, sort something out, it's, you guys think you're the world police. You think you're in charge of everybody else's culture. So it's kind of a loser.
We're certainly the world's lifeguard, but they don't like us being the police.
This is somewhere in Venezuela. The community is handling this news of North Korea much easier.
Right. Yes.
It's like, we get that. This happens. Yeah. This happens. We're not going to do anything about it. Of course we're not going to do anything about it. Let's just move on.
Surprised it took this long.
And then you're there. And like, if you do something, you're doing the wrong thing. You've exacerbated it. If you've done nothing, then you just sat by and watched as people died. Yeah. Like, it's kind of a burden being sane. It really is.
It's like micro
and macro.
Well, and this is going to play out the same way as it always played out. Like, now the clock is ticking for the first shot at asking the president, what does he think of this? And Trump is going to defend this in some way. He's going to be flippant about it. And that in and of itself is going to be the reaction. Right. So get ready for a week and a half of North Korea and us debating whether or not it's okay to condone executing people you work with.
And also, where do we do brunch?
Yeah, I mean, that as well, yes.
Can somebody just put a pipe bomb up their ass and give that guy a good hug and then just send them both to the promised land? Like, that's what I'm curious. Like, how come nobody ever get? And I know there's 15 doppelgangers running around. And everyone knows.
They're waddling around.
They're waddling around and everything. He has a bulletproof train and everything. But I still feel like
somebody
in my mind, I grew up thinking, where's the Manchurian candidate that we really need? All right, sorry.
Do you want some better news?
Yes.
A lot of kids stayed up last Thursday late night to find out which of the 8 finalists would win the 92nd annual Scripps National Spelling Bee. We have a winner, actually. We have multiple winners. In the end, all 8 were declared the winners.
Octospellers.
That's what they're basically being called, the Octochamps. The final 8 7th and 8th graders were just too prepared. No word, regardless of what it was.
Did they run out of words?
They were about to. I'm going to show you a clip. The group forced Scripps to make a decision at 11:30 at night to allow all 8 of them to be crowned the champions. I do have a list of their names. I think you're going to be shocked, Adam. But here's a clip of how it went down.
It was the envoy that was executed by Kim Jong-il.
Here's a clip.
What? Indian
champion spellers, we are now in uncharted territory. We're throwing the dictionary at you. And so far, you are showing this dictionary who is boss.
The so-called Elite 8 completing an unprecedented 5 perfect rounds, 47 straight words spelled correctly. an emotional final round as each of the eight found out one by one that they'd be going home a winner.
Each of you will be getting a Scripps Cup and, of course, the full $50,000 prize, cash prize.
Good. None of them, put them in the octagon.
Can't we have another category for the one white chick?
Yeah.
You know, like we do with the marathons. We got the guys in the wheelchairs. We got the Kenyan guys. We got the chick category.
Like, she should get the start early in the morning.
I feel like she could get a little head start there.
I don't think special, she needed it.
Special medallion or something. You know what
participation
I'm
medallion. She said it.
I'd be furious if I was one of these kids, and now you're one of eight who won the Scripps Spelling Bee this year.
It's a cachet issue, but at least I was worried they were going to have to split the $50,000, which would not have been fair.
Yes. So, also, it's 11:30, and they called it. Like, delirious kids up doing the spelling bee. Like, they were just getting into prime time.
Sleep deprivation drops in at some point.
Oh, my God.
Like with poker or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, at some point.
You give me the origin. Spell it backwards.
They study every word, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. Because there's no way you would be sounding out any of these words at the end.
Well, Brian, you've seen the doc about
Spellbound.
It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is borderline child abuse.
I agree.
But they're winners. Would you like to hear everybody who...
Well, by the way, I don't know. Should we be putting this kind of emphasis on something that we don't need technologically anymore? Like, the spelling bee was pretty damn important in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s.
92-year-old competition.
Right. So everyone has a smartphone that makes them the world champion in spelling if they want. Not me. I tried to type in eulogy a few months ago, and the phone just went.
You love
started
cheese.
To heat up.
I still can't figure out rhythm. I still don't know how to get my head around rhythm.
I could not do. Even the phone wasn't enough for me in eulogy. But essentially, you have a phone.
Right.
And that makes you the world's best speller, and every kid has a phone. And we're practiced. So, like, what if there was, like, a horseshoeing competition and we're, like, crowning the winner, but you'd go, like, but we don't...
But who's doing this?
We don't really... That's not a viable...
Yeah. We're not going to beat the Russians with the Scripps spelling bee.
Yeah. Right. And everyone is the champion of spelling with their computer. So, I don't know.
Congrats, kids.
Congrats.
Congrats, Rashik.
Hold on. Yeah. Something that's never going to go out of style is the grocery bagging champion.
Right.
That's a real world... application.
Brian.
Like if I was going to say.
If I'm going camping with a kid and it's non-sexual, which it rarely is.
But in the instance that it is.
Well, I made it clear.
Right. Yeah.
It's non-sexual and I'm going camping with a kid, which is, I don't know when that would ever come up, but let's just say I am. I go with grocery bagging champ rather than spelling bee guy because I feel like that has an application in my world. Like, where are the beans? I don't know. I packed the bag. Let me get them out of it. You know what I mean?
So you and I could have been a camping pair.
You were champion.
I was a grocery bagger for 2 years in high school. It's my job. And I was fucking good at it.
I would
still good
at
it.
I bagged my own groceries. And I silently, not sometimes, not so silently, judge when the checker does bag my groceries. They always bag it.
They
always bag
it
wrong.
Right.
Lesson number one, the eggs don't always go on top, people.
That's right.
They're on a cardboard carton.
That's right.
Do you know what you can put on top of those eggs? Lots of things.
I don't want to be a wet blanket, but I think the self-checkout is now going to take over the bagging acumen.
Grocery bagging champion.
All right, well, then I'm going camping with cup stacker guys, because that'll never go out of style.
Right.
They're always, I'm going to be like, give me an IPA, and I don't want it in a can. Okay, boss. There we go. All right. You're right. Let's go with cup stacking.
I love it. And by the way, those videos are fun to watch.
I still say there's more real world application than there is spelling.
Well, congrats, Rashik Gandhasari, Aaron Howard, Saket
Sundar. Now, is this
Sundar.
A cup stacking guy or is this a,
this
the
is
spell
a spelling
guy?
Bee.
Okay.
Shrithika Patti, Soham Sakantankar, Abhijay Kodali, Christopher Sorreo, and Rohan Raja.
Can I say this? My son's got a couple Indian friends. They're going to be as, ugh. I hope they're compassionate overlords. My son's in the Dumbo classes at school. I'm just going to take him after we see Godzilla and just drop him off and go, look, let him be your humble servant. Like, let him take care of you. I don't want him to be indentured or anything, but obviously you're going to be his boss at some point. Let's break into this slowly. And then maybe when he's looking for that job, whatever you're running in a few years, you'll show some compassion
mercy.
And some mercy.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
You got to show those friends, show those Indian friends, you and Ben Kingsley and say, I know Gandhi.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Greatest picture of all time. Jordan, would you like to see the greatest photograph of all time?
I would love to see it, please.
See what real friendship and love looks like?
It's me.
Mutual respect.
It's me explaining to Ben Kingsley that he shouldn't be nervous before he goes out on stage, before we did the upfronts. So I'm describing stage direction and poise and posture to him, and he's drinking it all in.
Yeah, yeah, you can really see the compassion in his eyes. That's very Brando Apocalypse Now.
It's good. It's a great photograph. All right, let me hit the Simply Safe. I know Jordan's got a heart out, so we'll keep moving along here. My kind of home security. They don't screw with you. They don't squeeze you for every penny. They don't make promises they can't keep or lock you in a contract. And it's not a gadget that watches your front porch. What if someone comes in a side window or you miss an alert? You need Simply Safe. Two eyes, Simply Safe, watches every room, window and door, 24/7 professional monitoring, and police dispatch, built to withstand power outages, cut landlines, and more. Practically invisible, small sensors blend right in, peel and stick, 3M tape, little batteries, last up to 10 years. 50 cents.
Four bits.
50 cents a day with no contracts. Visit SimplySafeAdam.com for free shipping and a 60-day trial, money-back trial. SimplySafeAdam.com. All right, Gina, here we go.
All right. Well, a lot of range with the Kardashian sisters, and I'm just going to give a quick example of both.
Oh, did I have a fun time yelling at, everyone hates Mark Garagos, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
Everyone hates Mark Garagos.
We can agree on one thing.
But I like Mark Garagos because he likes me. And if you ask Jimmy Kimmel, he'll tell you, if the worst person in the world likes me, I got no beef with him.
Yeah.
That's how I roll.
Kim Jong-un and Trump.
If I found out that Kim Jong-un was saying kind words about me.
You're the new Rodman.
That's right. It'd be my favorite. My favorite dictator. Go right to the top of the leaderboard of dictators. So, Garagos, we were sort of neighbors, and I know who he is, which is a super gregarious, sort of friendly guy with a crazy motor, but his dad was a lawyer, and he's always, as much shit as you want to talk about him, he takes plenty of these cases where the police have overstepped their boundaries and the courts and whatever. And he's been talking about, prison reform and that kind of stuff, and he can't stand the fact that these marijuana dispensaries and blah, 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 and the overreach of the government and the penal system and blah, blah, blah. And I said to him, we're doing Reasonable Doubt, I said to him, Mark, what's it feel like? You're Armenian, and the Kardashians are Armenian. For 40 years, you've been beating this drum about prison reform and trial reform and judicial system, and no one gives a shit. And then Kim Kardashian sends a couple fucking tweets out, and now we're on the move.
Yeah.
We're marching toward the light now. I said, what's a fucking bad wiring we have, right, as human beings? But I said, when you go to bed tonight, before your head hits the pillow, I want you really to consider that you've been trying this for 40 years to no avail, and Kim Kardashian sends out a few tweets 6 months ago, and now progress.
Yeah. So she sends out a couple of tweets, and she's in the Oval Office with Trump.
She's the closer. He got the Barack off the hill.
It's just a bad... We're humanity's kind of weird. It's kind of sad that way, right?
Yeah.
And okay, but she, at least she is.
So to your point, she took a trip over to Death Row on Thursday. The prison reform activist, that's what we call her now, visited San Quentin to meet with a death row inmate named Kevin Cooper. He's 61. He was sentenced to death for murdering four people in the 80s, but he maintains his innocence, claims he was framed. Kim believes him, and she's made this her latest mission. So let me just tell you what's going on with that. According to TMZ, back in October, Kim asked Jerry Brown, the California's governor, to look into the case because he'd been framed. So Brown ordered the DNA test. Then Gavin Newsom, the new governor, ordered additional testing, and he's waiting for the final results.
All right, here's my new plan in life. Fuck everything I'm trying to do that's not working.
Yeah.
I have to get an audience with Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Danny Two Sheets is good friends with Kanye.
What?
Kanye was at his wedding in Texas. I was there, too.
Wow.
What? So, how? Why?
He's deep in that community.
Amazing. Does he go to that Sunday service?
I don't know. It's we got to go. Ask Danny too. She's got to go to that connection to Kanye. Kanye, I think, was a big Crank Anchors fan or something, and then wanted to do a TV show.
Wow.
And
he had a pilot for Comedy Central.
Yeah,
that infamous Comedy Central.
Yeah,
pilot.
Daniel probably produced that or whatever.
He did.
Okay, so wow. I go to Daniel. Daniel gets me to Kanye. Kanye gets me to Kim, and I just go, look, I'm going to be straight up. Like, this is going to be light lifting for you, but I don't feel like we could ever get this shit fixed. Couple things. Here's what I need. I need everyone in Los Angeles to know it's legal to turn right on a red. I can't just fucking sit behind another zombie who's not moving, and I have to try to look and see if cars are coming, and I'm just like, would you fucking go? Like, you can go. So mission number one, again, light lifting for her. For me, it's a game changer. Send out a couple fucking tweets. Get on TMZ with it. I'd like Taco Bell to bring back the Bell Beefer.
Again, so, light lifting. This is
easy
this is
for you, but
man.
A big it turns a quality of lifestyle for me. That's very very impactful. I need folks who at home and at work to rinse out when they put their mug in the cough in the sink with just a little splash of coffee. Just give it a shot of
You're
water.
Talking about That's, real social change.
Yeah, like because. I know, you know, you may think it's comical, but this shit's never going to happen, and I can't get it done, and I want you to do it. And the freeway signs that say click it or ticket, I don't want that anymore. Everyone's got it.
If I can attach some pork onto your bill, you know, please. You're doing in Washington, please mention to Kim when you talk to her about the freeway signs on the on-ramp that say two cars per green, but everyone does one car per green.
Yeah, right.
There's idiots. There's like, oh.
I'll have a whole traffic section.
Yeah, please.
And then some of it will be personal and culinary, like the Bell Beefer, of course, obviously.
Maybe she should be the new traffic czar.
Yeah, I think just a couple of tweets and we can get this fixed. But I, you know, look, I could go to, you know, we could run down, Garcetti or Gavin Newsom or something. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah,
I need her
bigger stick
to do this. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get it done.
I think that's a great plan.
We should all just have a punch list and just have an audience, like the queen, and she would sit on a throne, and I would just come by, and I would bow and do something with a scepter, and then I'd just have a little scroll. I'd be wearing my shoes with the buckles on them and my high socks, you know.
Yeah. She either nods once or looks at a guard and has you dragged away.
Yes. Yeah. And I just need 5 minutes. All right.
Okay. You're two handshakes away from Kim.
Put a note down for Danny to get to Kanye, to Kanye to get to Kim, and then from that, that'll go right to the Bell Beaver. All right. Let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
You know I don't know anything.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Castrol Edge, heat, friction, viscosity, breakdown, rob your engine of maximum performance. Friction results in a loss of performance of up to 10%. Castrol Edge, engineered with fluid titanium technology, physically transforms to get stronger under pressure, helps fight friction with maximum levels of viscosity for your car. Three times,
fool!
Stronger against viscosity breakdown, leading full synthetic. It is Castrol Edge. Ooh, Seth Green coming in tomorrow. Oh. I love that that kid. All right, I'm doing stand-up all over the place. Go to AdamCarolla.com. I just found the map from Denver, the Comedy Club, to Shelby American Collection,
to the
Coors Factory. Yeah. To Red Rocks, baby.
Wow. It's a big day.
Max Pata, man. Pack the Boda bag. That's our Saturday,
right.
Bitch.
Get a backpack.
I'm going to show you my Colorado.
Oh, no.
We're going camping.
A lot of holes in the desert.
Bring your cups. Bring your grocery bag. Leave your thesaurus at home.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Jordan Klepper, everyone. Thursdays, 11:30 on Comedy Central and on the Comedy Central app as well. Watch his docuseries, Klepper. Always good to see you, my friend.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And until next time, I'm Kroll for Jordan Klepper and Gina Grad and Bald Brian. And stay tuned for good sports and say hi to the GG podcast on Podcast One. Until next time, Sam Kroll saying mahalo.
Put a hash brown on it. Send it to the internet. Stick around. Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla are here with Good Sports right after this.
Good Sports.
Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new week of hot sports talk here on Good Sports. Dave Damashek here, Adam Carolla over there. Ace, how are you? We're a couple of games through in the NBA Finals. The Stanley Cup Final is moving along nicely. On the other side, the abyss of baseball, but let's not get down in the dumps. How are you?
I'm enjoying sports, and I'm enjoying through the eyes of a young Santino Carolla, the basketball especially. I think he appreciates the hockey, but I think he loves basketball, and we're rooting for Toronto.
And we really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want you like to see? Yeah, that's a tough spot for a kid. What's his team normally? Is it Steph Curry? I can imagine that he might vibe in that direction. Seems like most of the kids in America without a rooting interest have they tend to go towards whoever the champ is.
I was saying this on ACS. I'll put a theory out there for you, and you tell me what you think. I said, you know, we're always attempting to vet everyone, all these online dating services. What's this guy do? But just because he's an anesthesiologist doesn't mean he's not a creep. Mm. We don't know who he is, you know, and oh, he's Orthodox something or he's born again. But that still doesn't mean anything in this day and age. We're constantly looking for vetting. I realize a couple things. Like if I knew a few things about somebody. Like if I said my daughter was going to date a guy, you know, 20 years in the future, she's on it, I wouldn't need the guy's FICO score. If there are things like he made his own wallet, I'd go, that's a good dude. That's a solid dude. That's not some guy with a man bun who's got his tribal tattoos posing or whatever. That guy made his own wallet.
Uh-huh.
I like that guy. I realize.
Is that something people do as a side note? I don't want to get in the way.
That guy does.
Oh, okay, right. You just
tell
mentioned
it to
one.
That guy.
I'm sorry. I stand corrected. That was a silly question.
Well, my daughter's dating a guy who does it, so obviously some do, Dave.
Wait, your daughter's already dating?
I told you that.
I'm sorry. I'm not having a hard time keeping up. I'm sorry.
Okay, so there's that guy. But then I started thinking, like, what do you need? Like, how would you measure? Because a college degree doesn't mean that much in this day and age, or where you went to college. Or, you know, Kimmel failed out of college or quit college. He's one of the brightest guys. You know, I never went to college. I'm bright. It's hard to measure things anymore.
I went to college. I'm dumb. Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to finish.
I appreciate it, but because you're generous.
No, but remember when you were a kid, it was like, Mr. Johnson drives a Mercedes-Benz, so I think he knows what he's doing. You know, he'd call pulling up in his BMW, a rich kid. You know, like driving a BMW meant something. Driving a Mercedes-Benz, we had yardsticks.
Right.
We don't have that anymore, but I just came up with two, which is, one, let's just look at your Uber rating. Pure and simple.
Ooh,
let's just see how,
I like that.
How you treat strangers when you're drunk. Because that's going to let me know all I need to know about you.
That's marvelous. I love that.
Because there's no... That person doesn't need you to do anything. You don't need him. You know, you talk to a boss like, well, how was your employee? Well, he's the employee and you're the boss. So they kind of have to be halfway decent. But the Uber driver, you'll never see again.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a real world example of how you interact with the world. And again, couple of maybe a little buzz coming home from the sports bar. You're taking the Uber. This, your team could have lost. That could be you at your worst.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see how you're rated on Uber. And that'll give me a good idea of just how you interact with the world.
I love that. And by the way, I said this, my world changed in 2001. I feel like the whole thing about Big Brother and, oh, that would be terrible. I flipped the switch and was like, everybody should be videotaped at all times.
And assigned.
And then you could never do anything wrong.
A number.
I kind of do think that. Anyway, go ahead.
And second one, and I'm very proud of my boy. He walks around and he says, I see all these Golden State bandwagoners. Everyone's wearing a jersey and whatever. We all been through a version of that. Even famously Big Tad from Torrance with the Chicago Bulls and all that in the mid-90s. So easy for everyone to pretend like they have some connection to this part of the country. They have no
connection.
Don't
you dare. It would be out of line if you brought up Cousin Sal right now. The New York guy Long Island guy who's a big Cowboys fan.
Who makes fun of me for rooting for the Rams after they moved to St. Louis, and we have no replacement team. He has the temerity, the gall, to make fun of me. Anyway.
I'm glad we didn't bring him up.
No, we should never bring him up in this case. Now, that's my, I don't like that guy, but I get it. It's a kind of an adolescent weakness. Like, they turn on the TV, Steph Curry's lighting it up, you're 11 years old, and you go, I like these guys. You know, like, I'll admit it, when I was 7, I loved football, and I loved the Miami Dolphins. Look at the Miami Dolphins, because they're unbeaten. And that was a big, when you're 7, you're very malleable. But my son said to me, look, there's all these bandwagon guys, and they're not from that region, and they have no connection to that region, and neither do I. So I'm not rooting for those guys. Toronto hasn't won ever, and the others won 3, and they're there perennially, and I'm rooting for the guys who are never there. And
you know what? That's a chip off the old block is what it is. That's right. Sort of the song you've sung for some time now. You are not a front runner like that. You always give in a 50-50. Like, who hasn't had it in law? Let them be happy.
Okay, so your Uber rating, do you tan your own leather and craft your own wallets? And when the Patriots are playing some team that's never been to the show, and you want Brady to get his 6th Super Bowl versus Carolina Panthers or whatever, and you have no connection to that area, that region, you should be rooting hard for the other team. Those are that's the 3 criteria.
You know what? I think that's great. I really do love that. I do want to mix in Devil's Damashek a little bit. Not to be James Earl Jones towards the end of Field of Dreams when he gives that speech about how baseball marks the
You want to expand to making your own weightlifting belt? That's fine. Want to burn your initials in the back? Leather's leather. I concede that. I don't want to limit it to just Wallace.
The point is, yes, the reason dynasties, they're a paradox for the sports fan because you hate them. You want to see them lose. But if you don't see these dynasties rise up, then it just feels like you're watching coin flips season after season. The worst thing is parity. You cannot have, if everybody.
Yes, I agree.
Like I've said before on this program, and I'll say again now. The bad kid in The Incredible says, if everyone is super, no one is. And if the people, you know, these leagues, understandably, they don't like, they want parity because they like the idea that every fan base feels like we might make the playoffs this year. We might win the Super Bowl this year or any other sport. But if you pursue that too hard and then everybody gets their turn, their 15 minutes, it isn't special anymore, right?
I agree.
And also, I hate the Patriots, of course, as a Steelers fan, but also it does. Why we talk about it, and these people who love to watch sports but then say, like, who cares who's better between Michael Jordan and LeBron? Can't we just agree they're both great? No! Why are we watching it all then? The whole point is to measure what you've seen and over the passage of time and measure this dynasty versus that one and everything else. So I don't mean to muddy your point, which is pure. But I did want to inject that as a diehard sports fan and what that means. And, like, even if you don't like the dynasty, the Yankees are good for baseball because, as I always say, what would Star Wars be without Darth Vader? You need to have
I agree. And on the subject of tanning leather, how about the fact that the barber's strop that they use to sharpen the straight edge is called a strop when it's clearly a strap of leather?
They're trying to play a game on us?
I don't know.
The inventor was like, no, that's not a strap. That's a strap.
I know. It's clearly passive-aggressive. He probably hated his wife.
Because
his wife would go
Glenn,
like...
Glenn, it's just a piece
It's a strap of leather.
But I'm sharpening my blade on it. Not a strap at all. It's a strap.
It's such a strap.
Where's my credit? Where's my parade? I invented something, a strap.
Now,
you just took the piece of leather that was laying.
I don't fault the guys who take a cummerbund and turn it into a cummerbund because a cummer doesn't really exist either. Or actually, I should fault them because you've turned it into something. It's like, it should be cummerbund, right? Uh-huh. No, because cummer doesn't exist. And cummer, they both don't exist, but a strap and a strap clearly exists. And you should have gone with strap, mister.
One thing's for sure. I want a divorce, and we are not going 50-50 on the money I make off of the strop, which you never respected. You never supported me. Hey, let me tell you about, what's it called? What kind of leather were you just talking about? You might be able to get that in your next automobile.
Ooh, Connelly leather would be nice inside an automobile.
Ooh, Connelly
Not
leather.
Not Corinthian.
What is Corinthian leather?
It's fake. Chrysler made it up.
Really? Yeah. Corinthian. Isn't Corinthian invoked in Star Wars? Either way, the world is your oyster. As long as you make your next car purchase through True Car, it will only take you 60 seconds. That's how long this commercial is going to last. I think we've already gone about 60 seconds. Nevertheless, you know what else you can do in 60 seconds? You can get an offer for your car. Just go to True Car from your smartphone or computer, enter your license plate number, and watch your car's details pop up. Does it have Corinthian leather? Adam Carolla says you are a sucker and you need to upgrade to a nicer kind. Answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local True Car certified dealer. Then bring your car in. They'll check it out with you together. Ask questions and get answers, no surprises. Then leave with your check or trade in your new car or your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. Corinthian leather is not something you want. But I bet if for whatever reason you have a fetish for it, True Car can help you track down your next one with that. All right, listen. Good stuff, Adam Carolla. Off to a hot start of Hot Sports Talk this week. We'll be back with more Hot Sports Talk for you on Good Sports. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek, Good Sports out. Good Sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Subscribe to Carolla Classics, hosted by Chris Loxamana and Superfan Giovanni. And for tickets and info on all the live podcasts, Mangria events, not Taco Bell material, movies, books, Adam Carolla is unprepared, Denver, and more, go to adamcarolla.com and stay tuned for AP News.